Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BBW, Shir number 122. That's Ba'ez Pnimi Shir for Women, Shir number 122. We're talking about the post-rapture stage, the second stage of love, which is after infatuation for some who experienced it, or strong love in the beginning of marriage that faded away, thought it was the end of the world, not realizing that this is just a new stage, an opportunity to get into a deeper love. And we started to talk about the tips and advice for lagging libidos, and we're going to continue that conversation. One needs to understand, even though we always mention very often, stereotypically, that it seems that men, generally speaking, have a higher sex drive than women do, more visual oriented, and so on and so forth. But it is quite normal for many, many women to have a very high sex drive, even more than their husbands have. And they have spontaneous sex drive where they'll feel that urge just naturally, automatically. It's less common, but many have that. And if someone never had experienced that high sex drive, it's easy to misunderstand the needs of your husband or wife that has that high sex drive, and to overlook the fact that that daily desire and pull for sex is not uncommon for that person. And I keep on repeating this. This is not about frumkeit or being erlich and not erlich, or being yirei shemayim and not a yirei shemayim. It could be an equal level of yirei shemayim within you. One by beteva has a higher sex drive than the other. It'll be more challenging for them. Not because they're on a lower madrega. What they do with it, of course, not to use it in the wrong way, to have Shmir Seinayim, to be careful with it, and so on. But the very fact that you have a high drive does not make you a lower character. That is such a complete, complete misconception. So very often a low drive person would misunderstand a high drive, sex drive person, misjudge them, that there's something wrong with their character, there's something wrong with their spirituality, or they're an animal, and things like that, which is really not helpful and not true. And the very easy way to determine it is to see how they behave in all their other areas of life. And if they're overall a mensch and erlich and good, then the fact that they have a higher drive is not a pagam. It's just something that has to be dealt with, but also needs to be understood and treated with sensitivity. And the other way around too, you know, not to be judgmental on someone that has difficulty getting there, but work with them with compassion and understanding. So the acceptance of the sexual differences between you and your husband, you and your wife, is very, very important. And the idea is, with happy couples, they, whether they have a lower drive or a higher drive, they see the actual physical sexual intimacy as an expression of love and care, regardless of what you are in your level of interest naturally this way. So yes, a lower desire person may need more loving contact to get them to motivate him or her to put in the effort to get themselves to the point of being sexual. But that is Avodas Hashem. That is Avodas Hashem. A man or a woman, it makes no difference. But we're talking in the women's shiurim now. If you have a lower drive and you're working very hard to acclimate to your husband's drive, l'shem shemayim, for the purpose of the relationship, knowing that he's a decent person, but he has a higher drive, and you work towards it, and you have in your hashkafa that being together in that way gets us to a high level of spirituality and physicality, and once I'm there, I will be able to enjoy it, then it is Avodas Hashem. It is a tremendous big mitzvah, and it is very hard to understand with people who, again, before they're married, it's usually the reverse. Usually it's the reverse. You know, you try to block out and isolate the sexual desire from your life when it's not accessible, and close it off. Here, it's the reverse. To the streets, it's supposed to be the same way. Not accessible, blocked out. But towards your own husband, your own wife, it needs to be worked on and developed. So this is a strange concept for many to say that by my working on enhancing my sexuality is actually getting me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very hard concept for most people to wrap their heads around. What is this? You know, it sounds krum, but it's the opposite from krum. And also to understand that a high desire person, the way they are, you know, just by nature, they could be a little bit upset, they could be tired, they could even have a headache, or a woman that she could have a bad hair day. But if they're high desire, they'll want to have sex even then. But that's not the case for a low desire person. A little headache, they're done. So again, it's a difference in understanding natures. People like take it, personalize it, blame and shame the other for whichever level they're at. And that's really immature and not healthy. But it's very important to communicate your sexual needs. If frequent sex is important to you, communicate that fact honestly with your husband. You may be surprised where how many people would never, they don't even know. Very often, married couples, they could think they know everything about each other. But when it comes to sexual needs and those type of things, they know nothing about each other. Even though they're technically intimate for decades already, they don't really understand each other. Because they never expressed it, they never verbalized it, and they never really got to understand what the other one, what it is. And it's a tragedy. It is a tragedy for someone having to have been married over 20 years to finally tell their husband or their wife, you know, the sexual aspect is very important for me in the relationship. You know, it shouldn't have to be that way. It needs to be openly expressed. And when there's differences, they work through their differences. You know, and sometimes they get stuck in a low spot in their sexual relationship when they know they can do something different and they need to do something different. And there is resources, kosher, healthy, Erlicha resources to go to, certain rabbanim that have expertise with this, certain marriage counselors, certain coaches, certain people that have the knowledge and understanding halachically and hashkafically of what a couple could do to do something different to enhance the sexual relationship. In the meantime, they're stuck. They feel stuck for years and years and years, and they may need a different sort of sexual stimulation. And a Rav or that understands these things and a mentor will give you that mahalach and things heal and develop. And when that develops, all the other aspects of marriage get better as well. It goes both ways. To be willing to give sex as a gift, but also to be willing to receive sex as a gift. It's good. It's healthy. It's healthy for it's healthy physically. It's healthy mentally, it's healthy emotionally. Hyper-focused one-dimensional sex are just on a physical realm and nothing else, selfishness, that's poison and animalistic and will cause a marriage to deteriorate. But at the very same, on the other side of that coin is, in a healthy marriage, when you're not only one-dimensional, and your emotional and physical spiritual life is equally important, and you work hard on that, then yes, the physical loving sex is good for you individually, and for you as a couple, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Many people, they basically have an unspoken and unworkable contract that basically in their mind, they finally made up in their heads, whichever one has the lower drive, that they tell the other one, although they don't say the words, but more or less they're saying, I expect you to be monogamous. I expect you to be totally not sexually expressive anywhere else, no outlet, no other human being, no other woman, no other man, no masturbation, and don't expect me to meet your sexual needs either. That is not a setup. That is not a setup. You shouldn't be married then, frankly. That is not how things go. It's really to understand human nature, to understand that Hashem put it in us. It's not your wife that's an animal. It's not your husband that's an animal. The drive, strong or less strong, is put in there by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And it's an investment. And the question is what you do with it. And like everything else, it's a balance. A lower drive person needs to elevate it to a higher level. Someone that has an extremely high level needs to know how to tone it down. They both need their inner work, and it's very hard. For both of them, it's very, very hard. Which one's harder? Each one will say whichever one's harder. It is very hard for someone that has a low level, not really interested, to get them to a point to work very hard to get there. When they're there, they'll enjoy it, and it'll be very, very pleasurable, but to get there is hard for them. And the ones that are high, and they know, tonight is not a good time. My wife or husband, whatever, is not feeling well. Or we're too much hyper-focused on this, it's not healthy. Then a high-level person, even though they're Erelich, they have Shmiras Einayim, we're talking about an Erelich person, they still need to give their wife or husband some space. They would like to have sex every night, and, you know, that's not feasible for many couples, and they have to learn to work through that. So they both have not easy tasks with whatever their baseline desire is, whichever way it is. It is not easy. It is not easy. It's an assignment in life. It is an assignment in life. That's one of the challenges in marriage, like everything else. It takes a lot of effort and concentration for a lower desire person to become aroused and get into the mood for sex. It's work. In simple English, it's work. It's Avodas Hashem, it's work. It sounds very unromantic to say I'm going to work towards getting in the mood, or I'm working towards being sexual. It sounds very unromantic, but it doesn't need to be that way. In the beginning, it does. But once you're in the mode and you're interacting, it's enjoyable and it is pleasurable. And then it's not work anymore. It's fun and it's pleasurable. So it's like, give me something to work with. A high level person needs to understand, a high sex drive person needs to understand that the lower sex drive person, if they're sincere and it's a good marriage, they're asking you, give me something to work with. Help me to get motivated towards it. And the way you get a lower sex drive person to be more motivated is not by trying to turn them on physically, but the other way around, by helping out with the children. You know, in the case where the wife has the lower drive, the husband should help out with the children. Let the wife give her some space, give her compliments, use proper sexual foreplay in a more slower paced manner. The wife herself, if she's a low drive person, to decide, the night before they were not intimate, that night that where they know that they're not intimate in their schedule, that's when she does the laundry, that's when she does all these other tasks, so that when the night when there is going to be intimacy, or should be, or possibly being intimacy, that's the night where she will do less on that night of the household things, let certain things go, let it give it out to a different night, and work on relaxing and getting into that mode. True love isn't about just one person. It's about the together. And the highs and lows of sex can be navigated just like the challenges in every aspect of marriage to be navigated. It's a win-win situation that could work. Just like with everything else that you work through, whether it's finances, working through difficulty with finances, or with the children, or with where we're going for Shabbos, or with any other type of difference, we work together and where we're going on vacation, or should we or shouldn't we, could we afford this, I want this, you want that, and working through everything, just like there's highs and lows in all parts of life, and when you're mentioned, you work it together, your relationship gets stronger, and whatever ends up happening gets better and easier. The same thing applies with sex. It's no different in this aspect. You work together with it. With whatever discrepancy there is, we'll work together on it. You don't run away from each other. You are basically compassionate with one another, and you work through it. You work through the different aspects of it. But this idea is very important, that mutually respective and mutually respectful sex between two consenting adults that are married to each other in a committed love relationship is normal. It's a normal request, and it's a normal expectation. In other words, for either one of a husband or wife to want to have sex and the sexual experience with their husband or wife on a continuous, consistent basis, you're not being an animal. You're just being a normal human being. It's good and healthy for you. On the streets, it's poison. You have Shmiras Einayim. When you're davening Shachris, you have a mind Shachris. When you're learning Torah, you're doing Yedaf Yoimi, when the woman's saying to Tehillim, pouring out her heart to Hashem, she's saying to Tehillim and pouring out her heart to Hashem. And when it's time for sex, it's time for sex. And that's Avodas Hashem. There's no split. There's no split personality. Sex is not made to make a person schizophrenic, that you're holy and a malach in one area and all of a sudden over here you're not. We're human beings, anshei kodesh, holy people. Holiness takes up different forms when you're married to one another. So that is a very important yesod. And this could be worked through, and you daven, and again, you daven to get the right guidance from people to help you with this, and you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you navigate through this, and then you try. You work with your husband with your wife, to work towards getting to a happy medium like everything else in life, in which your marriage will get stronger, and this aspect of life will be very enjoyable and very pleasurable, and very fulfilling, both in body and in soul. Bracha v'atzlacha.